You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. The week is almost over. It's another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We have all kinds of things. I'm going to finish up in case you're just now joining us. We've been doing D-Day talk. It's the 80th anniversary of D-Day. And I'm telling a more specific story about what the 2nd Ranger Battalion did that day. And I'm about to dig into that in a moment. Once I'm done with that, we'll dig into Biden's comments from today and Hillary's comments from today. And there's all kinds of other stuff out there. But let's move on and let's talk about history for a little bit, shall we? Now, I already did the overview of Operation Overlord, the D-Day invasion, but we're focusing on the 2nd Ranger Battalion right now. They have a job to do on this day. Remember, there are 5 beach landings that took place this day, but the others were Canadian and British. There were two American beaches, Utah Beach and Omaha Beach. I'm not even going to name the other ones. Details ruin a story. Go look it up if you want to look it up. Utah Beach and Omaha Beach. You've seen the movies, you've read the books, I'm not going to insult your intelligence, you know exactly what's about to take place there. But there's a problem, a big, big problem with Utah Beach and Omaha Beach. Right in the middle of Utah Beach and Omaha Beach, there is this point. You can look it up if you're not driving right now, if you'd like to look it up. You'd have to look up the name of it. Point. I'm just going to say it like an ugly American. I know this is not the right way to say it. Point de Hoc. That's how I say it. There's a point that juts out into the ocean in between Utah Beach and Omaha Beach. From above, it just looks like a little point sticking out into the water. But it's more than just a point. It's a cliff. It's about 90-100-foot tall cliff. And on top of this cliff, we believe at this time, there are 6 artillery pieces. The artillery pieces themselves, they were 155s. If you're a military nerd, those are artillery shells. They were ones the Germans had captured from the French when they had beaten up the French. And we believed, because we kept flying overhead, our planes that were flying overhead weren't just dropping bombs, they were doing reconnaissance. And we're looking down and we think, those are artillery pieces. That's going to spell a lot of trouble for our guys landing at Utah in Omaha Beach. If you have 155s firing down at you, oh my gosh, and you're on a beach, it would get really, really bad. Now, remember I had told you that we were flying all kinds of bombing missions before this? They were bombing the living daylights out of the top of that cliff, and that's going to come into play here shortly. So just know, before our guys landed, they were bombing everything. We were flying overhead and bombing all the Atlantic coastline, and then we get there. Okay, so on top of that point, we decide something has to be done, something special, something unique has to be done to eliminate those 155s, to eliminate those artillery pieces. Otherwise, they're going to turn our guys into mincemeat. They look to the Rangers, this new Ranger thing, these special operations studs, the guys where 2,000 walked in and only 500 walked out, the guys who'd been training to go up cliffs. And we said, fellas, this is on you. Their job that day, there were three companies of Rangers, 225 men. Don't worry about those details. There were 225 men. Rangers go up the cliff, kill every German on top, destroy those 155s so they can't hurt our guys, and then you have to keep pushing through and seize that road that's behind it all. Remember, I told you there was a road running back and forth behind it all. The Germans were using to go back and forth. That was their job on that day. Climb the cliff, destroy the artillery pieces, keep pushing back, secure the road. That's the job of the Rangers that day. Now, let's just talk about equipment really, really briefly. The Rangers obviously had ladders, rope ladder. Ladders is being real generous. They had ladders, they had rope ladder things, and they had, honestly, they're really cool. It's like something out of Batman. You ever see Batman pull out his little handheld thing and fire up a grappling hook that hooks onto the ceiling? The Rangers had those. Now let me clarify. They weren't pistol things they pulled out of their pocket. They were bigger than that. But what they had were rocket-propelled grappling hooks that had ropes on them. I'm not making this up, Chris. You go look it up. You can look at pictures and video of this if you want to go see what they look like. But the Rangers had been training with these things, grappling hook, rope attached to it, fire it. It shoots up to the top of the cliff, hooks onto something like Batman, and then you and your buddies climb up the cliff, trying not to get killed. And by the time you get to the top, you kill all the Germans, you win the day. The Rangers began to push across the English Channel like I had described at the very beginning of the show. Now, there is a little logistical point here that's going to come into play. There were the Rangers that were pushing in, and then there were guys who were staying back in reserve to help the Rangers. And the plan was this. The Rangers who were going in, the 2nd Ranger Battalion, they were going in to scale this cliff. This was all done on a timeline. There were no cell phones. There was no text messaging. Text when you get there. None of that. Once the Rangers got to the top of the cliff, once they had secured the top of the cliff and secured the guns, they were to shoot off flares. The flares they shot off were to tell the guys who were waiting in the back, hey, it's time for you to come in. Help us now. We've secured the guns on top. Now we need you to come in and help with the rest of the fighting, because we knew the Germans were going to counterattack. We knew there were going to be bunkers, trenches, pillboxes, that these Rangers, once they got to the top, the work just began. Now, let's go back to our story. The Rangers are in these boats. These are English boats. They're crossing 25 men to a boat, roughly. 25 men to a boat. They're crossing the English Channel. The waters are rough. The guys are puking. It's a brutal day. Everyone's afraid. Everyone's cold. Everyone's wet. The boats are tipping. It's bad. It's all bad. And there are so many things that happen in combat that, look, bad luck and good luck visits you just the same in combat. On the good luck side of it, I'll just tell you, on one of the stories from today, one of these Rangers, when he was climbing the cliff, there's a massive explosion above him, a bunch of dirt and rocks dumped down on him. They essentially knock him out. When he comes to, he's buried in dirt up to his chest, can't find his gun, and he's pretty much face to face with the German soldier, who looks down at him and thinks he's either dead or out of the fight. And the German soldier just turns around and goes and looks for someone else. The guy could have been shot right there, but the German looks at him and says, "Oh, this guy's done," and turns and moves on. Talk about good luck on the bad luck portion of it. This is pre-GPS. This is 1944. As the Rangers are pushing across the channel, they start pushing the wrong way. They're going the wrong direction. And eventually the Ranger, the guy in charge, figures out we're going the wrong direction. So he goes to the captain of the boat. And he says, "Dude, we are off course. You need to go back on course." Guy says, "Oh, crap. Okay, I'll go back on course." The problem with that is twofold. One, you have screwed up the entire timetable. Remember the flares we were just talking about? You've screwed up that timetable. Now you're a half hour behind. You don't have a half hour to spare. Two, the cliffs that you're approaching, where they're shooting at you from, machine gun nests and mortars and whatnot, now, instead of just charging straight at them, reducing your time in front of them, now you have to turn and parallel the cliffs to get back where you're supposed to get to approach the shore. What do you think the Germans are doing? Well, you're paralleling the cliffs. They're killing you and your buddies. They're shooting mortars. They're shooting everything at you. Good luck and bad luck come visit you in combat. And this was the first stretch of really bad luck these Rangers has had that day. Now, when we get back, I will do the best I can to finish this story so we can move on and talk some politics. Is that going to happen for sure? I don't know. Then I don't care. I'm having fun. Before we do that, let's do this. Let's make sure we are caring for ourselves. We look around at everything happening in the country and Biden screwing everything up and the country's going to crap and all these other things. And we want to fix it all, don't we? I want to fix it. You want to fix it. I want to fix it. I want to stop this. But we can't save anything if we can't fix ourselves. Gentlemen, you drink estrogen. Your T levels are low. I almost guarantee it. And it's not your fault. Estrogen is all throughout our water. It's because they can't filter out all the women's birth control stuff. They treat the water. You drink estrogen. You shower in it. It's in the plastics. It's in the water. It's in everything. T levels are half of what they were 50 years ago. You don't have any energy. You're down a lot. It's because your T levels are low. Go to chalk.com. CHOQ.com. Try a male vitality stack. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack for you. These are natural herbal supplements. You give it 90 days. You don't have to take my word for it or theirs. Just the way your mind works, you'll know it works. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a huge discount on subscriptions. So get one of those. If it doesn't work, cancel the thing. It works. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. The week is almost over. Put a smile on your face. We're going to get to politics and Biden and all the garbage here in a little bit. I'm telling a long history story to start the show because it's the 80th anniversary of D-Day, baby. And I was talking to Chris and Michael about it before the show. Actually, I'm kind of kicking myself a little bit that I didn't think about this. We should have gone to Normandy for the show. And I'm not even sure logistically how that would work, but they have all those old timers over there. And remember, we're almost out of World War II veterans. It happens. Time is what it is. They're almost all gone now. And it would have been cool to go over there and interview those guys. I think we could have done something good either way, but we're honoring them, their sacrifice and everything else the best way we can. Telling a history story today about the 2nd Ranger Battalion on the anniversary of D-Day. Reminder, by the way, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't wait. We spent all 3 hours answering your questions. Email them in right now, whatever you want to know. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Back to the 2nd Ranger Battalion. They're crossing the English Channel. They get a little off course. They get a little lost. Now they're behind schedule. Then more problems arise. They get back on course. They finally land at the base of this cliff at Point de Hoc. Now, remember, this is an era where we don't have all the tools available to us, available that we have now to figure out what exactly we're dealing with, what kind of ground, what this or that. We have aerial reconnaissance. We have some spies on the ground, but we land at the base of this cliff. It's a very short beach, and the Germans are obviously already firing down on our guys. The Rangers were smart enough and well-trained enough that they had some sharpshooters in their midst who were shooting back up at the Germans, killing some, backing some off so they weren't all killed on the beach. But Germans are dying. Americans are dying. If you want to know what kind of men these Rangers were, just these guys, man, they're amazing. Here's a direct quote from one. One guy gets shot right as he's coming off the boat. And he says, this is his quote. This is a direct quote. He's talking about it later on in later years. He said, "It hurt, but it didn't hit anything important." He got shot in the side by a German gun. "Oh, yeah, it hurt, but everything's fine. I mean, it didn't hit my heart. I'm not going to stop." What a stunt. So we land at the base of this cliff, and the Germans are shooting down on us, and the cliff is clay. Slippery, slippery clay. Remember, the plan is ladders. The plan is to shoot the cool grappling hooks up to the top of the cliff so they can hook onto the top of the cliff and you can climb. Sounds good, right? Hey, start firing the grappling hooks. Remember, while all this is going on, men are dying. Shooting. The Germans are chucking grenades down on the bottom. It's hell. There are German machine guns from the flanks cutting up our guys on the beaches. Hell is what's going on this beach. We go start shooting the grappling hooks, and they're not reaching the top of the cliff. It wasn't a faulty design. It's, again, one of those things. It's just impossible to plan for everything. Remember how we were talking about how rough the waters were as they crossed the English Channel? The ropes got soaked. The ropes were now way heavier than they were with all that grappling hook training. So we're firing grappling hooks up, and the grappling hooks aren't getting to the top of the cliff. Our guys, look, you don't have an option. You're on a beach. There's the ocean behind you, and you're dying where you stand. You will get to the top of the cliff, or you will die. And so these men start climbing up, carving footholds while they're being shot, carving footholds into the side of the cliff with their knives to then haul a ladder up, put it on the foothold you just carved while you and your buddies are getting shot, climbing up to the top of that ladder, and then carving more footholds to try to stack the ladder on top of that. That is what's going on. It's bad. It's ugly. It's horrible. Okay? Now, they start climbing. We do finally get another batch of them in, and they start firing the rope ladders up to the top, and some of the ropes finally start to hold. They're hooking on. Our guys are climbing. They're climbing. Ropes are being cut. Ropes are being shot. Rangers are falling. Rangers are dying. But the men still continue on. Remember when I talked about how exhausting this is? Well, remember, these were men, flesh and blood, like you and me, a bit braver than me, obviously, but flesh and blood like you and me. Some of the Rangers start running out of gas. They're running out of energy. There's a wonderful story about one of the bigger, stronger Rangers. He starts going back and forth at the top to the guys who can't quite crest it, and he's just grabbing them and pulling up and chucking them onto the top of the cliff while he's fighting Germans. Only now, you got to the top. Rangers, the ones who are still alive and still able to climb, they get to the top. Well, now you got to fight Germans. You got to clear bunkers. And you still have to do the main mission you were sent there to do. You have to find the 6 artillery pieces and destroy them so they'll stop killing Americans. I will finish this story. I'm not promising that, but I'll try to finish this story next. And then we'll talk politics. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. It's been just history. I haven't done any politics on the show. I will get to some politics, I think, here in just a moment. I'm going to try to wrap up our D-Day tale here. Obviously, we've been using the entirety of the show so far to tell the story of the 2nd Ranger Battalion, Point de Hoc, climbing a cliff on D-Day, rope ladders, grappling hooks, fighting your way to the top while men are dying. If you missed any part of this, the overview, anything else, you're going to have to go download a podcast of the show. I can't cover it again now because we've got to move on and talk some politics, but let's finish our story here. The Rangers get to the top. They fight. And there's a lot of fighting, hours of fighting, because there are German bunkers up there, and it's everything you can imagine. Trenches, bunkers, screaming, hand-to-hand, grenades being tossed. It is an ugly, ugly, ugly affair. And remember I told you about the 6 guns, the 6 artillery pieces they had to find? They get to where those artillery pieces were, and they found telephone poles. The Germans, thinking the Americans would come and attack there, they moved the guns. Well, here's the problem. The guns are still up there somewhere. Now the Rangers have to find them. So the Rangers go looking. Get this. A 2-man Ranger patrol goes marching back looking for these things. Imagine you and one buddy in hostile territory searching your way essentially behind enemy lines looking for something. They do, a miracle from God, eventually stumble onto these guns. They drop thermite essentially into them. They smash the sights. Another Ranger unit eventually finds them. They destroy all 6 guns. And then surprise, surprise, the Germans did counterattack, and it was an ugly, bloody affair. But the Rangers, America, the Allies, the world, won the day. The 2nd Ranger Battalion, 225 men started out that day. By the start of the next day, 90 of them were still standing and able to hold a weapon. Those are the guys. That's who we honor today. And to finish our story here, I was actually going to play Taps, but I'm not doing that. We play enough Taps on the show. I didn't want to do that today. I came across this when I was doing a bunch of stuff for this show. I saw an interview with one of those Rangers climbing that cliff, shooting, stabbing, bombs, bullets. And, well, here's what he's saying.
We are Rangers true under red, white, and blue, and we fight for the right we adore. With our battle cry ringing through the sky, putting freedom on every shore. When the Rangers come, there's no beat of a drum, but the flash of a cold steel blade. We'll fight, fight, fight for right, right, right. Just another famous Ranger raid.
How great is that? Everyone who took part in that, you old timers listening, family members from our show to you, thank you. We salute you. All right, that's enough. Now we gotta stop talking history, and we gotta talk some of the ugliness of the day. That is how it goes. Because speaking of that day, someone sat down with one of those veterans from today and asked him. This is a man who stormed that beach, and asked him what he thought about his country, what he thought about everything. Well, here it is.
The real truth.
Yeah.
I feel like a foreigner in my own country lots of times, and I don't like it. It makes my heart real heavy.
It is very, very difficult for me to see what has happened to my country. I cannot comprehend how difficult it must be for those older than me. Vietnam vets, Korean vets, just patriots, doesn't have to be veteran thing, World War II vets, to look at what has happened to their country. And let's talk about Biden's little thing he had to say today. Of course, Joe Biden, he had to make it about voting against Republicans, Donald Trump. He's speaking at D-Day. And you know Macron, he's the head of France. I hate Macron. He's a horrible leftist piece of trash. But he was wonderful today, honoring our veterans, spending time with our veterans, bestowing honors on our veterans. I don't like the man, and he was terrific today. Our president was an embarrassment and a disgrace. He didn't know where he was half the time, lost, selfish, and of course he had to get up and take a jab.
We're living in a time when democracy is more at risk across the world than any point since the end of World War II, since these beaches were stormed.
Of course, he had to make it political. His Secretary of State, I actually saved this till the end for a reason. To be honest with you, when we were talking about the show, we wanted to lead with politics, and we said, we'll get to the history stuff later, but I wanted all that stuff to still be on your heart and on your mind before we got to things like this. These people, this is the Secretary of State talking about Joe Biden.
The same resolve that the extraordinary men and women that we're celebrating today showed then, he's showing now.
He just compared Joe Biden to those Rangers scaling the cliff, shooting Germans and dying. Hillary Clinton, I know it's a shock to you, Hillary Clinton may have been the most detestable today. She got up first thing this morning, and this is what she put on social media. Quote, 80 years ago today, Thousands of brave Americans fought to protect democracy. Of course, they love that word. To protect democracy on the shores of Normandy. This November, all we have to do is vote. It's hard to accept that you're led by horrible people. It is hard. It's very hard for me. It's probably hard for you to feel just like this guy feels, like a foreigner in your own country.
The real truth?
Yeah.
I feel like a foreigner in my own country lots of.
We are led by horrible people. And it's important to understand why these people talk like this. Because Joe Biden's comments today have people outraged. Anthony Blinken's comments comparing Joe Biden to the D-Day. It's just, it has people outraged. Hillary Clinton's comments has people outraged. And you're hearing so many things. And it's an understandable question. How could they be so tone deaf? You know, you're Hillary Clinton. You wake up, or one of her staffers, whoever puts this up, you took time to sit down and write this, and you made today the 80th anniversary of these heroes and the allies and what they did. You made this about Joe Biden winning an election this November? How could they be like this? You've heard a bunch of that today, probably. Maybe you feel that in your soul. Maybe when I just played it, maybe you're saying it to yourself. These people, how could they? How could they? Let's talk about how could they. Why could they? Let's talk about that in a moment. Before we get to that, let's get to this. Obviously, you know we have problems, major ones now. You understand what's happening with the economy. You understand what they're doing to the dollar. So what do? You lay down and die? No. You're going to quit? No. We have to keep moving. We have to keep living. It's the only life we have. What do we do? How do we prepare, though? Well, hard assets. Hard assets. I tell you about them all the time. Gold, silver, land, real estate. Gold, silver, land, real estate. Done for you, real estate? They'll handle the real estate portion of that for you. You don't have to be rich. This is for normal people. You don't have to be a millionaire. They will find you properties. They'll get you the financing. They'll handle the closing paperwork. They'll handle the rental process. They know what they're doing. I don't. You don't. They do. And they're wonderful to work with and patient. You don't have to worry about anything. Just reach out to them and find out what they might be able to do for you. Go to doneforyoujesse.com and find out what these guys can do. These are family. These guys are family, all right? doneforyoujesse.com. We'll talk about these horrible people who lead our country. Next.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember to email in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. All 3 hours, we answer your questions. Whatever you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now we're talking about Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Anthony Blinken, all these tone-deaf statements and speeches they made today, making D-Day about themselves, about an election. How could they be so tone deaf? Well, look, it's a very simple point. We're just going to make it and we're going to move on because there's other stuff I want to get to. But you have to accept that what stirs inside of you when you think about D-Day or the flag or the troops or the, look, we just, what was it, an hour and a half we took to tell that story? Let me ask you something. Did anything stir inside of you at any point in time when we were talking? Of course it did. Of course it did. Maybe it was inspiration. Maybe these men made you want to stand up and grab a rifle and fight for America. Maybe it was sadness, the loss, the pain. Maybe it was so many things. But something inside of you stirred over the last, 2 hours? I don't know how long we've been here. Over the last couple hours, something inside of you stirred as we honored these men and talked about what they did in America. It is hard to accept that the people who lead the country now, it's not just Joe Biden either. It's not just Hillary Clinton. It's not just Democrats. The Mitch McConnell types, generals now, admirals now, they could sit and listen to that hour and a half we just did about the death and the bravery and the, and it's not that they would feel hatred or anger, but they just wouldn't feel anything. Nothing would stir inside of them. And it's bizarre for you, isn't it? It's bizarre for me. It's almost as if these people are an entirely different species, but that's what I've tried to explain so many times. They are. You're dealing with people who have a value system that doesn't resemble yours in any way. Patriotism, inherent love of country, and honoring people who fight and die for that country. That is something that is woven into you. It's part of you. It's part of your DNA. That is something these people haven't felt probably ever. If anything, they haven't felt it, though, in decades. For the elite communist scum who run this country, run our military, run the FBI, they run the media, they run the Hollywood, they run the everything. For the elite communist scum in this country, America is just a bank vault to be looted. That's all it is. And probably even worse, for the street communist scum, all the pride parade nonsense and all the BLM stuff and all the other stuff, for those people, it's even worse. America's this gigantic evil that should be burnt to the ground. Those are the people who have animosity towards the people who fought for the country. But when you're dealing with these people, and I won't even, again, I'm not even going to say just Democrats, because Mitch McConnell, I could sit him down in front of me and force him to listen to that whole hour and a half, and there would be nothing stirring inside of him either. John Cornyn, all the other losers who run the GOP, nothing would stir inside of these people. They just don't look at America that way. America's just a bank vault. Them, all their friends, they're the ones who get to loot it. They're worried about you stopping them, so that's kind of an annoyance. But they don't hear stories of heroism, bravery, and sacrifice. And nothing stirs in them. The only way you could ever make a statement like this is if this country means nothing to
you. The same resolve that the extraordinary men and women that we're celebrating today showed then, he's showing now. Because they did what they did, we're here today. And we not only have a responsibility to honor what they did, but the real way to honor it is to make sure that we're good in our time, in our moment, in standing up to the challenges that we face. And one of those.
That's such a despicable statement. But that's how these people think. They don't ever think about America at all. It's just not something that crosses their mind. It doesn't stir anything. All right. Let's deal with this Russia stuff, because it's bad. Look, it's bad. We're launching our missiles into Russia. We're allowing munitions now to be launched inside of Russia. We've talked about this for the past couple days. Joe Biden was asked about it in an interview. Here he was.
He said the supply of high-precision weapons to Ukraine for strikes on Russian territory is direct participation in this war. He went on to say that this is the way to serious problems, and again talked about Russia's nuclear capabilities. Does that concern you?
I've known him for over 40 years. He's concerned me for 40 years.
Just a heads up, I know you're going to find this shocking. That's a humongous lie. 40 years ago, Putin was a secret agent. 40 years ago, Vladimir Putin was working for the KGB. So I know you're going to find this shocking, but that's just an outright lie. What a surprise.
He's not a decent man. He's a dictator. and he's struggling to make sure he holds this country together while still keeping this assault going. We're not talking about giving them weapons to strike Moscow, to strike the Kremlin, to strike just across the border where they're receiving significant fire from conventional weapons used by the Russians to go into Ukraine to kill Ukrainians.
Let me ask you something. If tomorrow a Russian cruise missile launched from the Gulf of Mexico landed on Orange Beach in Alabama, would you consider that a big deal? Why are you worried about it? It's just on the edge. It's barely America, right? That's what the President of the United States of America just indicated. Whew. Let's have a little chat about that. Before we get to that, let's chat about nutrition. No, I'm not an expert by any means on nutrition, but I do know this. I have to take, my vitamins. I have to eat my vegetables. I'm a living, breathing thing, and my body needs certain things. So does your dog. Your dog does not get any nutrition from dog food. We want our dogs to have nutrition from dog food, but they don't get any from dog food. Dog food is dead. It's empty calorie garbage, all right? But there's a solution. Rough Greens. You want your dog to live longer. You know why dogs in other parts of the world live longer than American dogs? Because they get nutrition. They don't feed them dog food. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. It has everything your dog needs, probiotics and omega oils and digestive enzymes. Call them. They'll give you a free jumpstart trial bag. Call 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse and get your dog on some Rough Greens. Keep him around longer. Keep him healthy, all right? We'll deal with this Biden-Putin stuff, and man, we have so much more next hour. Hang on.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.